We're talking with Dr. Gail Vance, a pathologist and clinical geneticist specializing in cancer genetics for inherited diseases. She's coming to us from Chicago, where the annual meeting of the College of American Pathologists are getting together, holding their annual meeting. What is it about genetics that really fascinated you, Doctor?
Well, I think because the genes predict who we are. You know, they code for the proteins that tell us who we are, how tall we're going to be, what color our hair will be, what color our eyes will be. And then further, if we're predisposed to certain diseases or not, they really hold so much information within them that fascinates me.
That's an area where we've all, you know about the hair color, eye, you know, that type of thing. But this whole thing about diseases, how much do we know and what are we learning daily?
Well, you know, due to recent advancements in technology and gene discovery, we have more tests, genetic tests available than any time in medical history. And these genetic tests are really important for healthcare and may even save someone's life. There are genetic tests that may determine whether a person's at risk or, in fact, has an inherited disorder, or there are genetic tests that may determine mutations that are contained in a tumor. The genetic tests that determine inherited disease or risk for inherited disease can provide life-saving treatment, be that a pharmaceutical or a drug or surgery. And then also determining the genetic mutations in the tumor will help the clinician determine what is the appropriate therapy for that cancer in that patient.
How do we determine what genetic tests to have done, or if any?
Yeah, that's a great question because there are so many. Well, I would suggest that the individuals look at their own personal medical history and their family history to see if there are certain diseases that run through the family, and then also talk with a physician to further find out if there is an appropriate genetic test for them. If there is, what are the risks or benefits for that genetic test, what it will and won't provide for them. And then if there is a gene mutation that's been identified, what therapies are available to treat that gene mutation.
How expensive are tests like this?
Well, they can range in price, but they can be very expensive. The breast cancer testing that Angelina Jolie underwent for BRCA1 and 2 ranges anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000. So it can be expensive.
What are some of the more interesting tests or things that we've learned through genetics that you're fascinated with?
Well, I'm particularly fascinated with inherited predisposition to cancer. And we're discovering that more and more cancers have genetics associated with them, whether they were acquired during one's lifetime or they were predisposed in the formation of that individual at birth. And it's through gene discovery that we can apply the genes back to the disorders and then identify if there is a risk for someone for a cancer. If they can identify that risk prior to developing the cancer, they have a better chance for survival.
Many times we think of cancer somehow is environmental, a lot of outside sources.
Uh-huh.
Those are things that kind of, if you're predisposed, any kind of triggers then would cause maybe a cancer to occur.
Well, that's a very good question. Typically, when someone has an inherited predisposition to cancer, they have an earlier onset of cancer. They may have multiple sites of cancer. Versus the type of cancer that many of us are exposed to, which is a combination of their genetics and environment. And in those individuals, it's usually later in life, and it's usually single tumors.
Many times we're doing a testing, it's for ourselves as an adult. What about on children? When should that be considered an option?
Well, genetic testing for children should be performed only if there is a medical benefit to that child. So that if there is a genetic disorder that would appear in childhood, then genetic testing is appropriate. If genetic testing is performed for a late onset disorder, let's just say breast cancer or a neurological disease, testing should be performed after the age of 18 so that person can make the decision of whether to test or not for themselves.
Sometimes the things with genetic testing, I know you want an answer, but sometimes you might not like the answer, and if something was suddenly to occur to you, as opposed to having to worry about if I'm going to get it, can create a whole different aspect to it.
Yeah, I may not like the answer of the genetic test is really important. So you need to know in advance what the risks and benefits are, and can you handle the test result.
Where can people find out more information about this type of study and these tests?
Well, they can talk to their physicians. We're going to have a segment on the CAP.org website about genetic testing. And there's also genetic testing centers in many communities, and people can call those centers and make appointments and talk with geneticists, oncologists, genetic counselors, a whole multidisciplinary team of individuals.
So a whole new era of medicine and diagnosis and possibly cures as well. Dr. Gail Vance, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.